why would anyone in their right mind choose to do 100 daily podcasts? That's the question that we're going to be talking about today. I'm actually very anxious right now and a little bit nervous because it's been a very long time since I did this. I don't know about you, but say you're an athlete, right? And also the reason why I'm whispering is because it's very early in the morning and my wife is sleeping, so I'm trying to keep my voice low. And even though I could increase the volume in post-production, I just really wanted to speak the way I felt, and I don't want to whisper at the same time, so it puts me in a very interesting position where I need to say what I'm saying without thinking too much about it. As you've seen the title of this episode, I am actually scared. I want to challenge myself, and during this episode, we're going to figure out, you know, how this came to happen, why I'm doing it, and what I'm hoping to get out of it. Because ultimately, the first thought that came to my mind when I said I should do 100 episodes of the podcast, in fact, let me back up. I found this guy through a letter sent by the Postgraduate Survivor Guide, which is a Medium publication. I've been able to, through that letter, I found out about Daniel Bourke. Daniel, I think it's Bourke. I don't know his program. I don't know how to pronounce the name correctly. I'm sorry, Daniel. You probably never listened to this anyway. He's Australian and he's a 20-something. I think he's not up to 30. And the highlight of his life is that he taught himself how to do, you know, machine learning and artificial intelligence. And it's a fitness, nutrition, and machine learning, you know, I want to say expert, but enthusiast who taught himself how to do it, graduated college. So the Postgraduate Survivor Guide sent this email where they were collecting stories of people who actually did pretty well that month. And then I saw this guy wrote an article about how he made $100,000 from his bedroom, something like that. It's one of those titles that will make you think, like, this is just clickbait. This is pointless. Somebody, another American somewhere, is writing about their story of their life. But the way it was described, I decided to click, you know, the way it was described in the letter sent by the Postgraduate Survivor Guide. Actually, Stephen Moore controls the letter. He's the editor of the publication, even though it was started by Tom. And I read the story, and I read it twice. And I decided to dig into Daniel. And this is the thing. And if you've listened to the podcast, or if you know me personally, or if we've talked for a bit, you know that when I find somebody that I'm interested in, I want to know their story. I don't just want to see the highlights of the article or the business that they made or the books that they're writing. I want to know, like, where is this person coming from? What did they do? Are they just, you know, saying these things now because they're privileged? Did they actually deserve whatever win that they're getting? What's their story? That's what I did for James Altucher. That's what I did for Gary Vaynerchuk. That's what I did for Srini. That's what I do for Ayodeji. Like, anybody that I see online who sort of reflects the kind of life or the kind of principles that I would like to have in my life, I dig deep, I go to the bottom to understand their full story so that when I'm speaking or listening to them, I understand the context of where they're coming from, because I think the context is very important for anybody. Anybody can give advice to any other person, but if you don't understand the context of where they're coming from, then the advice is almost, it can actually be dangerous. If somebody who, for example, is very talented at math tells you that you should become a coder, I mean, even though you don't need math to code, there's a certain bias there, because maybe for them it was a little bit easier to do. Maybe they had access to computers. So if you don't know where somebody's coming from, it gets difficult. So I dove into Daniel's life to find out where he was coming from. And yeah, he's Australian. He doesn't look like me. But one thing that we had in common was that he was lost for a long time in college. He took 5 years where everybody took 3 years. He finished with debt. And then he, in fact, as I read, I think I read about 40 of his articles. I left a comment on Medium and he responded yesterday. So I found out, you know, while I was reading, he did this thing where he did 100 days of a podcast. And the reason why I was doing, he tried to find out to explain why he was doing it. And I read his article about what he found out about doing that 100 days of a podcast. And I thought to myself, why don't I do this? I mean, just a few weeks ago, my subscription for SoundCloud, you know, automatically got paid. So I'm already paying for SoundCloud. I'm literally paying for this thing that I'm not using. I have stopped my podcast production in 8 months. Like, what do I have to lose if I decide to show up for 100 days and simply take one idea and figure out things? So I thought I would figure out, like, okay, yeah, sounds like a great idea to do 100 days of a podcast. But first, who is going to listen to you for 100 days? That's why I started discovering, like, there's a very high chance that people would not care about this, not the way I do. And I need to be okay with that. In fact, in the whole process of creation, that's one thing that I think I need to work on, which is where when I make things, when I put out articles, when I put out content or video, even though part of me knows that I still have a lot of work to do and I'm still in the process, another part of me wants the feedback, especially the good feedback. So that first initial block of I'm going to do 100 podcasts, who's going to listen, who's going to care, am I not going to drive people away? I had to accept that if doing this would help me cope with that, this might actually be a great experiment. Like, what if I'm able to produce without caring? And when I say not caring, it's not like I'll just be doing crap and then hope people will just enjoy it. It's more like knowing that what I make is not for everybody and that not everybody has the time to listen to me and that it's okay. So that was my first thing, like, to be able to deal with that part of me that always wants that positive validation, that always wants that very sensitive aspect of me, which is, man, if nobody likes this thing, then why am I doing it? What is the problem? And that was one of the reasons I was looking at, okay, I need to start this 100 podcast. The second part was, I've lost my touch. A couple of months ago, my friend Danny and I sat down. I was trying to do a part two of his episode, which you see here in the podcast. And I couldn't ask questions. I couldn't speak. It just felt so unnatural. Even Danny himself was like, yo, can we just redo this a second time? I said yes, and I never did it. That was way before the corona started. So I've lost my touch. A lot of things have happened in the past couple of months, and I cannot blame those things. I cannot say it's those things that are causing me to not, you know, create as much or ask better questions or be coherent in my thought or to read better and take notes. But I thought this would be an opportunity for me to actually practice speaking again. This just requires my audio. Because one blog too that I found out when I was trying to set this up yesterday was that, oh, maybe I should just do video and podcast. And as I was setting up my lights and using my webcam, I was like, oh, this looks weird. This is not nice. This is not fun. And I caught myself in that process of trying to be perfect. That perfection, which almost goes back to that first point of, you know, people's opinion. I have a problem with making things perfectly, even though I know that it takes time. It's this incoherence of, I understand that to get great skill requires you to go through the motions of building them. But I cannot stop myself from thinking that I don't have great skill, that I suck, and that I should give up. So it's holding those two thoughts in my mind of, okay, let me work on this skill. Let me build up my ability to interview people, my ability to edit, my ability to think clearly. And let me also know that I'm not actually that good, and that is okay, because Moses is not. So those are two aspects. The first, you know, fighting that need for validation. The second, practicing public speaking. And the third, which as I was writing, because I wrote these points in my morning pages, also the recent writing habit in the morning, which will, these 100 days are going to be epic. We'll talk about everything that's going on, from me leaving Facebook to starting a writing habit using this website that I found, to my new courses that I'm taking. Like, there's a lot I want to talk about during this period. And this is why the third part of the point, like my third point for doing this 100 day of podcast, is to be able to inspire someone else to know that it's okay to suck. And why is that important for me? Like, who do I think I am to be inspiring someone? Daniel inspired me. And it's not as if Daniel sucked. I mean, he's actually really good. Like, but then he wasn't that good. I watched some of the videos of the podcast that he did, and he has like, what, 100 views? It's not that many views, like 2 likes. But the article I read and the way Daniel explained his journey to get into his point, it's been a long way coming. It's been a long way, and watching his story, reading his story, being able to see, like, this guy took a path, struggled through it, learned, documented it, and now he's able to reap the benefits of that, and he's still working towards it. Like, I know that I want to be not only self-employed, I want to work for myself. I know that I don't like to have a job. I want to have full control of my time and my money. I want the freedom that comes with being able to create the kind of world that you want. Like, I'm 100% sure about it, but between thinking about those things and taking the actions towards that, it's a chasm. It's two different worlds. You cannot just simply think your way into abundance. That's just, yeah, it doesn't happen. You have to act on your ideas. You have to take action. And when I can see someone who's done that, I feel like I want to be able to do that for somebody else. I want to be able to leave after 8 months of my podcast, come back, take on a challenge. Like, I thought, I say, okay, let me start this thing and just do, you know, video and audio. And I realized, okay, I'm adding steps And that is a smart way for me to actually make sure that I never do it. Because the day I wake up and I say, oh, my battery of my camera is dead, or the audio doesn't look right, or something is wrong, like, say, nah, this is the first step of this process. I'm going to eliminate everything that is not necessary. All I need right now is the audio. I'm not even going to edit it. I'm not even going to try to give myself reasons to not upload, because that's how I convince myself to not do things. I have tasks that have been sitting in my computer for months and I always find a reason not to do them. And I'm not going to let this happen with this project. And this is how I'm going to figure this out. By taking it one step at a time, minimizing my inner self-talk of, hey, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough. And yeah, you may be listening and say, but Kamgo, you're smart. Kamgo, you're this. Like, I am aware of my ability to, you know, give good answers and think. I'm very much aware of the privilege that my brain has to think the way I think. But that doesn't stop the other thoughts of feeling that I'm not smart enough. Like, the idea of comparison, I think we think that only other people compare, or that we compare, other people don't compare. Dude, I compare myself to people even when I am aware that I don't like to compare myself. And especially, not even to people, I compare myself especially to who I could be. I think that's like my biggest flaw as a human. It's not that I see somebody on the internet and I say, oh, that person has this, I don't have it, my life sucks. It's more like I see somebody on the internet and I say, wow, I could be that guy. I know I have the ability to do that, so why am I not doing it? And then I now start getting the feeling of I'm wasting my life. I'm not on my path. I'm not doing what I should be doing. And then I get confused because I'm trying to do everything and I end up doing nothing. So the 100 days of podcast is going to be a process for me to figure out those three things. To find out how I can deal with being too sensitive from people's feedback. To find out how I can practice my public speaking so that I can move that into my YouTube. And to inspire somebody else that it's okay to suck. It's okay to not know what you're doing. It's okay to take on challenges because you can. It's okay to figure things out. And I wish somebody had done that for me like Daniel did. And I wish that when I do this and I finish, like, I'm looking forward to writing the article. This is weird. I'm sitting here. This is day one. This is May 1st, 2020. And I'm looking forward to writing the article of, I did 100 days of podcast daily. Here's what I learned. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because it's just one of those anticipatory moments. So I want to be able to use that to build on top of it, knowing that every day that I wake up is another opportunity to make one step closer. So I have 100 steps to get to that point where I say, I'd meet 100 episodes of my podcast. And yeah, it would sometimes be me talking like this, and eventually it might be interviews. So I'm really trying my best not to overcomplicate things, because that's how I end up never doing anything. I complicate things, I add steps, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have this thing, I don't have this plugin, I don't have this computer, I don't have this internet, and then I never do it. So for now, it's just going to be me, the microphone, and then you listening to me. So, and you find out tomorrow how, you know, I left the internet, basically. I mean, I'll explain everything. It's not really like I left the internet, left. It's more like reading Daniel, I understood something about learning and creation, and I decided I was going to take some major steps to really have a bias towards action. And I did some stuff. So wherever you are in the world right now, as you're listening to this, I hope this gives you an opportunity to keep track on me and keep track on yourself about the things that you're trying to do, like the things that you want to work on, and how you give yourself excuses to not take action, how you add steps, you know, complicate things and never take action. Maybe you just need to apologize to somebody instead of trying to buy the flower or buy their gift or wait for their birthday. I think life can be very simple. I know the world right now, it doesn't seem simple at all, but it can be. And it's that hope that I want to hang on, that taking a simple challenge of every day, I would show up, I would share a thought, articulate an idea, practice public speaking, inspire somebody, and fight my need for validation. Every single day that I'm going to do that is going to be a win. And after 100 days, I'll see what happens. So my friend, thank you so much for listening to this. I'm not going to keep you longer, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.